Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kannete moruti Sean Setlhare o masisa phila ithemba likhona. There is hope. Ukuthi nje thina singabantu sinokukhuluma izinto ezinegative phezu kweimpilo zethu uma sekwenzeka lokho siyaxakeka futhi. Izwi lithini? Lithi death and life are in the power of the tongue. So speak words of life njoba esho la o Pastor Sean Setlhare ra leboga thata ngezwi John 14 utheke singayifunda kusukela lapha ku verse 19 kuze kufike ku 21 owehle nje nayo rona re leboga wena muruti you are a blessing in the body of Christ. Siyabonga ukuthi usithulele lamazwi okuphila every Sunday. Siyabonga ukuthi ube ngumngane, siyabonga ukuthi ube ngumsizi. Simphelezeleke ngo Pastor Phil Sekome uthi akenyaki manga by mang kenyaka Jesu fela. Naye ukhuluma amazwi okuphila la. Uthi akafuni kube khona izinto ezimphazamisayo. Ufuna ukuhamba noJesu kuphela. Ufuna ukulalela yena kuphela ngoba uyazi ukuthi ukukhanya ukuphila kwethu. Ungamfuni omunye. Funa uJesu kuphela. Uyena umsindisi wempilo yakho. Ithinga indlule ngala ngizophinde ngibuye. Ne word of encouragement si lethelwa ngu Dr. Lungile Madinani.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Ubuyile nanamuhla o Dr. Lungile Madinani uzos encourager as motivate kube mnandi impela sihleli naye inyanga iqala naku siya emaphethelweni kuphinde kube buhlungu futhi ukuthi sesiyamdedela ya kodwa kusho ukuthi uma ungamuzwi la emoyeni angeke usaphinde umuzwa sizophinda futhi sim invite Dr. Lungile siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi wakho muhle ikakhulukazi ke njoba last week ebekhuluma indaba yokubaluleka ku maintainer our faith yebo kubalekile kakhulu bazalwane and ngiyacabanga ukuthi njoba uzizwa le imfundiso noma lamazwi encouragement uyaqala uwenza i introspection asifundeni to regularly si examine our faith ithike ngimuphe intambo sizo ukuthi kulentambama usithulelani sawbona Dr. Lungile
greetings sisibahle and the Radio Pulpit family uLungile Madinane and today I bring you the word of encouragement before I do that I just want to introduce who Lungile is, a server who wakes up to her calling, her dreams, and aspiration. A child of God who loves God. Yes, God loves me far more. So today, the message is on God will bring you through. It speaks of finding strength in the storms that you face. How do we weather season in life when you find yourself where your friends are far away, where the storm tossed you around, when you really feel like everything is stripped away from you, where you lose your job, your home feels like a battlefield, you find yourself maybe you are diagnosed with a serious illness, the church no longer feels like a safe space. In a season like this, many of us, myself included, at times we feel like we need something new, a new word from God that applies directly to our situation. In Acts 27, verse, yes, when you go through the Acts 27, actually, I don't want to break down in terms of the verses, because I want to give the holistic view in terms of what happened with Paul. So after more than 2 years of waiting, Paul was finally sailing for Rome. His whole life had led up to this moment. All of his training and experience had prepared him to preach the gospel before Caesar himself. But on the journey from Jerusalem to Rome, Paul faced on the storm of life. And the strength he needed did not come from a new promise, but an old one, a promise God had given him years before. You know, have you ever felt where you would even question yourself and ask yourself, God, why did you call me in this church? Why did you call me to do this job, this marriage, this family, this place where I'm staying? You know, where really you just want, you've got so many whys, you know, and at the same time you're saying to God, but God, all I'm doing really is trying my best. You know, I'm really trying to make it, even though it's so impossible. Remember the promise. Paul warned the crew that a storm would come, and it did come. Into that moment of utter despair, God sent an angel to Paul saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God granted you all those who sail with you." You know, you go, you find more on Acts 27, verse 24. So the promise that Paul will stand before Caesar is not new. 2 years earlier, Paul knew of this, you know. So natempilweni yethu, we do at times find ourselves where God will utter certain things. Masibuka, you think it's impossible, you know. But when God is still showing you where he's taking you, you believe at that point in time. Because in most instances, uThixo maka reveal certain things empilweni zethu, he shows you the end result. He doesn't show you what you go through to get to the end result. And the moment, yes, you agree to God, because God is promising you, Gucci, you know, my child, if you trust me, I will bless you with this mansion that you want, or I will bless you with this car that you want. So when your mind and your everything now is focusing on the end result, you know, not even at times, maybe there would be warnings from God to say, before we get there, you know, but when you just focus on the end result, you know, and the moment these storms come, yila, you ask yourself, Gucci, no, man, but this is not what you promised me, God. I know for a fact, because I've been there, Nami. You know, at times I go through it. But God, like, you know, and are we still going? Am I still going the right path? Sisaya la otesia kona mdali, because langi kona ngboda mina lomkumbong fage guya singa. You know, but unkulunkulu at that point in time, ila efuna ubuge yena, upege yenunga dauti, as much as ubo nugutum kumbuyawa, but uijeluguti, I will hold on to God's promise. Faith says, stays aboard a sinking ship and trust God. Nisho usubo nuguti, but trust God on his promises, not away to uthixo akafiki athi kithi la uabuse khona mntana mbekezela uhlale nana. No, God will tell you where he wants you to go, and the promises that uthi at the end ukusa kuphi, you know. Here's what I love about God, is that God uyasipha usiphumqondo to think for ourselves, you know. So yiko sometimes la uthole we blame God for our decisions way too. La uthixo athena no umusufika kule khona lungile uthene left. Ufike ulungile afike khonena athene right. Umesesha ku right athi kodwa thixo uthengijike. Uthixo athi yes ngithe left when I wire right, you know. So God will keep his promise. In the midst of the storm, you become convinced, you know, I need a new promise. I need to know how. God must come through now. You know, you don't need a new promise. You just need the same promise again. God has promised you he will bring you through safely. Trust God and the journey. You know, when I thought things were falling apart, they were actually falling into place. You know, I recall empilweni where I would ask God, "Uthi God, do you still value me?" And God will respond and say, "Yes, my precious Paul, I value you a lot." You know, it was painful as this storm dragged me in a dark hole and I couldn't breathe. I cried out to God and I said, "God, take me as I can't go on." And God would respond and say, "Lungile, hold on. These storms won't last forever." You know, it's been a difficult journey, but daily I wake up as I have faith in God's promise. You know, I thank God every day for saving my life. As ngempela, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I am. So real faith is in the heart and it carries us through. I would love to leave you with Matthew 21 verse 22. Othi, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believe ye shall receive. As well as Romans 10 verse 17. Othi, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I will repeat what I continuously say, Guti, no matter what, never let go of God's hand. I am Lungile Matinani, and my journey continues, and so does your journey continues through Christ. Have a blessed day ahead. And if you do want to make contact with us, Kwamseme, the contact number is 067-020-5710. On social media, I go by Ulungile Madinane. No matter what, never let go of God's hand. Thank you very much for tuning in.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.